I would eat biscuits and stuff, and then I'll make myself throw up. There's things that you eat and you just can't stop eating, and I'm sure they've put something in it.
Yeah. And what do you think about the Ozempic trend?
This might be controversial, but I did have someone that actually was a trainer offer it to me. That even I remember I did Woods Therapy one time, and the girl was like, "Oh, you know, loads of fitness people come in to get the fat loss jabs."
No.
Yeah.
Wait.
I feel like there's not enough people out there showing that you can work full time.
Yeah.
And exercise.
Yeah.
I said, oh, you can get a decent workout in.
Oh, in one hour.
Within 1 hour. Like, saw someone that was actually a trainer from America saying that, oh, that's why you guys have big backs. And I was like, someone said, oh, don't take that advice because she's a woman. I was like,
oh.
Everyone feels like their opinion counts and it doesn't. Yeah. I'm so sorry to say. Mine counts, yeah. But yours doesn't count to me. So
you were trying to flex on people.
Small. Yeah. I said what I said at the end of the day. So.
And that's that on that.
I feel like our community, we now care about our health more.
Yeah.
Don't just follow what everyone's doing. Find what you actually enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Because after the trend is gone, there's going to be something else that's coming. So I'm never going to give up my favorite foods just because I'm trying to be fit, kind of thing. Yeah. So as women as well, we should be lifting weights anyway, to be fair, because of osteoporosis and all that.
Oh,
so,
okay. Don't know what that means. Could you explain more? Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Weight of It podcast. It's me, Rose, also known as Run of Rose, and I'm here with another special guest. You know all my guests are special, but I'm here with the wonderful Annie.
Hi.
Round of applause, everyone. Hey, Annie girl.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
A bit hungry. Yeah. No, since I can't lie, I'm starving. Like, after this, I need to go eat. How's your day been so far?
It's been good. I taught a spin class, and then
that is a very productive Saturday morning.
Yeah, and then I walked. That's it. Yeah.
Wow, you just said it casually. Like, I taught a spin class. Wow.
Yeah, because, do you know, I think because part of my routine. So it's, for me, it's just like something I have to do in the day. Yeah.
Oh wow. Do you enjoy spin?
I don't mind it, to be fair. Like, I started at Pure Gym, so then I was like, I did my own spin to it, so.
Okay. Because for me, it's the chair, you know, the seat. I actually do spin classes, but it's the seat sometimes that really makes it difficult.
Yeah, to be honest, it is.
It's not comfortable, but I actually enjoy the activity. But, okay, great. So, do you want to tell us a little bit about you, who you are, what you do, how old you are, all that stuff?
Okay, so, where do I start? So, I start with my fitness side?
You as a person.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start.
it's giving first dates.
I'm on the spot. I'm a bit shy. I'm 32, first of all.
I really thought you were like 25.
No, 32.
Ah, look like a young babe. Fine babe.
We try. I think it's the fitness.
Going to get into that. We're going to get into that.
But I've been a personal trainer for 6 years. Okay. At the moment, I'm a project manager and I do teach classes on the side as well.
Okay.
So for me, it's balancing that and obviously balancing full-time work with that and not making the excuses. Because I feel like when I first started, I was like, oh my gosh, I get it why people don't have time to exercise.
Yeah.
But then now, like, it's like, now I'm used to my role.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't make any more excuses.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's not enough people out there showing that you can work full-time and exercise and fit it in
as a
lifestyle.
Yeah.
I feel like it's always you have to trade one off with the other, or it's like, okay, you've got a holiday, then you need to make that extra time. Do you get what I mean?
But
it needs to be more of a lifestyle kind of
thing.
Like, it has to be.
Wow. No, it's really impressive. So good on you, sis, for being like doing all those different things. And I'm sure we'll go into that a little bit more. So obviously I wanted to have you here because I have seen some of your tweets about fitness, and I said, I gotta bring the girl in the studio. I got some things to ask her. So I'm so thankful that you've been able to come. But one way I start all my episodes is just quick few fire questions, just to kind of warm us up into the conversation. So the question I've got first is fitness classes or solo workouts? And I wrote this down not even knowing that you teach fitness classes as well.
You know what? Fitness classes, you know.
Why?
I think it's just like doing things with other people, number okay. one. And I think because I go to like places like Barry's and stuff, for me it's just like I've started to know quite a lot of people from okay. classes, so okay. I think it's just that interaction in general, so you know you're going through that pain together.
Yeah. And that community, and you know what, I'm seeing so many like run clubs.
Yeah, it makes a massive difference.
Yeah, because it's like it's hard for all of us, but then when you're doing it with other people, it's not as
doesn't
bad.
Feel yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Love that. Next one. So, do you prefer working out in an oversized t-shirt or a fitted seamless set?
You know what? Now it sounds bad as someone that's supposed to be like in the industry. I just throw on whatever I feel like throwing on.
I hear it. Sometimes you just want clothes. Yeah. You just whatever you find.
And then sometimes it's just like, I don't want to go, but I need to go, so I just need to put something on and go.
Yeah.
So, in all honesty, if I've got enough time to choose the outfit and I'm feeling in a good mood, then I'm going to choose the outfit and make it, like, mix match and all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
If not, or if I'm just, like, not in the mood, black T-shirt, leggings.
That's it, put on a hat. Nah. Some of the headscarf.
Oh, not a headscarf, girl.
You go with your wig?
I go with my wig on my hair.
Do you know what? I don't know I'm capping because I wear a wig too. I wear a wig as well.
And my gym is, like, it's quite nice, so you and
there's, oh, there's people there. So, you can't just be coming anyhow.
No.
Yeah. I hear that because you really looked at me like, oh no, I gotta wear the wig.
I pay a lot to go to my gym, so I feel like
you've got to look the part.
We need to look a bit reasonable. And it's a Canary Wharf, so for me, it's like I can't walk through the whole Canary Wharf and
just be looking anyhow.
Oh yeah. No, girl. Oh no! I can't. No, the thought of it, I'm shaking.
I'm so done. No, guys, if you felt her reaction to when I said headscarf, like whoa, like
no, you can't.
Okay, cool. But you know what? I'm capping anyways because I always wear my wig stays on as
even,
well.
Even if it's an old wig, just put
a cap. Yeah. I know what you mean because you know sometimes when the days where I feel like I can't bother to go to gym and I just put on some bummy outfit and my hair's, I just feel like. I just don't feel like a woman. It's just like, I feel like
on top of wearing the baggy clothes, you've got the camos underneath the cap. No, at least put the wig. Pick the struggle. You can't have the two.
Oh my God. Okay, perfect. And then the last one is, so these are two like kind of trending exercises at the moment. So Pilates, Reformer Pilates or Stairmaster?
Okay. I'll pick Reformer because I've been doing Reformer for a few years anyway. Okay. So. Stairmaster, I just do when I've got the extra time.
Okay.
To be honest, I was on there yesterday 10 minutes. So I was like, I can't be worried. I said, let me.
You ain't got the time for it.
Yeah.
Just, I love a bit of a Stairmaster. You know?
I think it's just very monotonous. I think it's the same.
Okay,
but then I feel like it's a trend again because last year was not everyone walking up the treadmill, walking outside. So it's like.
Yeah, but you know what it is? I actually think I like those. So like, I love running and I love Stairmaster. So for me, it's quite a boring exercise because you're just doing the same thing. Yeah. But like, I don't know. I just kind of zone out. I just like my mind just literally. I would think about so many different things. But I feel like when I'm weightlifting, it's only in the breaks that I can have those moments to zone out. And I like zoning out. I don't want to think about what it is that I'm doing too much. But okay, perfect. So thank you for answering those questions. So now I've got the big question I ask all my guests because of the name of the podcast. I like to know, what weight are you carrying?
I would say,
not the dramatic pause.
It's not anything. It's not anything deep. It's not deep. I was just adding effects.
No, look at that for the editing.
Not even for that. No. For me, I think the weight I'm carrying is not feeling guilty to not actually go to the gym. Sometimes it's just like you can. This week, I had to just check myself because I went Monday. I went every day since like Saturday last week, mm-hmm. and it now came to Thursday, and I was like, oh yeah, I should go to the gym. But then I realized that I've actually exercised like almost every day for the last week, so then I just had to take that time to rest, and I could feel it. I could feel it on my body as well, so it's like not feeling guilty to just take time out, even if it's you've written your plan out for the week.
Yeah.
So taking that time out for yourself to recover is an important part of the journey as well.
Okay.
Not to just always be go.
Because
that's how you get injured. That's how you. Yeah. Yeah.
So for you, it's like the weight you're carrying is around just that guilt that sometimes you feel when you want to stop, when actually it's okay to rest.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay, cool. And I hate that. I resonate with that. Like, so funny you said that because literally, same with me this week. I went gym Monday to Thursday, then Thursday I started my period and I was just like, I'm still gonna go gym, and I went. But yesterday, I was, and it's not like even like I get pain or anything, but I just I feel so like 10 times heavier. I just like, you know, I just, my body's just not feeling how it needs to feel. Mm-hmm. But I was really feeling like I haven't gone to gym today. Like I didn't complete Monday to Friday, and I started to feel like, okay, should I make up that workout on Sunday? You know, you just, and it's like, girl, it's okay. Like you went 4 times this week and you're on your period. Just take a day off. Exactly, but like, I was really like, you were just trying to calculate, how am I gonna,
it's like,
how am I gonna make this
I was
back?
Like, okay, so I'm gonna do extra time on Sunday.
Do you know what I mean?
And I need to stop doing that.
It's not a healthy way to,
it's not.
Because you can become obsessive with it. Very easy.
Yeah, very.
Okay, cool. So I think that's a really interesting way, and I'm sure a lot of like listeners will relate to that as well. So I wanted to know a little bit more about your fitness journey. Like I said, I've seen you like on Twitter and social media talk about fitness and show your fitness, and I know you're like a PT and a trainer, but I want to know actually a bit more about your journey. Like, how did you get into it? How, like, when was the first time you realized you wanted to improve your fitness? Just just take us down memory lane.
Okay, so I think I started back in the gym when I did a year abroad in France. So when I was younger, I was always fit. Me and my sister used to run around the block, like literally just run laps and imagine that we were in the Olympics or whatever.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, no, those are good days.
That's such a nice memory.
To be fair, I used to run like around Finsbury Park because I grew up in Finsbury Park. So I used to run around there anyway, like in general. I just remember it. Yeah, it was good times. But when I, like, obviously you go through secondary school, you've got PE.
Yeah.
But then after that, it's like, unless you go and do anything, you're not going to be anything
else.
So I think college times, I kind of dropped off a bit. And then I did go to the gym once or twice. But then I think it was more when I went to uni, my year off. That's when I started, like, really going ham with it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think at that time I started writing a blog so I can, like,
just
share about what I'm doing and everything.
Yeah.
But I think during that time it was so funny because it was, like, I was training a lot because I was running. I was doing, like, I think it was, like, football and stuff. And then I would be in the gym, like, 5 days a week in France.
Oh, wow.
Because, obviously, I'm away from everyone. So it's, like, when I come back, I'm trying to be, like, yeah. I look so good and everything.
Right.
I remember when I came.
So you were trying to flex on people.
Small. just like that. Yeah, life is treating me good in France. I'm not gonna lie. So that happened, and then it was like, because of that pressure I put on myself, I think it got to a point where I was like, I would eat biscuits and stuff, and then I'll make myself throw up.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was like.
And what was the reason behind that then?
Because I felt guilty for eating biscuits.
Okay, right. Yeah. Okay, so like, obviously I'm not here to diagnose you, so bulimia then.
Yeah, I would say I did.
Right,
I did, because I checked all the I did have it.
So. And how long was that for, that period?
So it was like, I think it was like a year, because I was
okay.
But then it was just like, okay, when I got back, I was okay, and then so I think I did. Like, my weight fluctuated a bit. I think it was still a bit of a thing where it's like, okay, I'm going on holiday.
Right. Let me go ham.
Yeah, let me go ham or eat less. And it's like, okay, you come back. You can't use. I think fitness has always been a part of my lifestyle kind of thing. But it's just, obviously, it's the food. It's the main important thing. I've always enjoyed food.
Right.
I'm never going to give up my favorite foods just because I'm trying to be fit kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think I went through a lot of that back and forth for a few years. So then I obviously became a personal trainer, and obviously most of my time I'm spending it working out and eating well anyway. But then it's like, I don't want to say like, oh, COVID, yeah, but COVID did slow down life for me a lot, whereas I'm always walking. I'm always like, a normal day for me would be like 18,000 steps.
Right, like, okay. Like, just a normal day.
Right. So like COVID is like, I'm at home. Like, I'm training in the house as well, number one. I'm teaching people in the house. I had to make myself run. And then I think the first one was good because it was summertime.
Yeah, that lockdown, people, it's all baking. Kind of fun to a degree.
That winter, hey.
I actually know the one you're talking about. That
the winter one.
Yeah, dealt with me. That's when I put on weight.
Yeah, I feel like that's when I put on weight as well. But I was like, everyone's like, I know someone in my gym was like, yeah, that's years ago. But babe, I'm not going to lie. Especially when you're growing older at that same time. It's
talk
like
about it.
Everything's together. The slowness of your lifestyle. Yeah, I feel like.
It's not like when you're like 21 and you can just be losing the weight.
It's not as quick. It's not as quick.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to put a lot more effort into like what you're eating, what how you're exercising as well. It can't be a yo-yo thing because I think it makes it even more worse if you yo-yo at this age as well.
Oh, absolutely. That's so, interesting that you said lockdown because I feel like I think every guest has come here and spoke about lockdown. But it's like it's gone two ways. Some people is when they put on, some people is when they first started.
Yeah.
But like lockdown was such like a moment for people's like fitness journey. So it's so interesting that you said that too.
Yeah, and I noticed the difference for me, and it's like, okay, so then obviously I've gone back to full time work because of like the whole gyms closing down and everything. I've still always taught people online or had clients and stuff or taught in residential places and stuff like that. But obviously mostly it's been like my 9 to 5, so it's like okay, if I don't leave the house, I'm actually not gonna train. So it's like making that conscious effort. So it's like now I feel like because I've signed up to things like Hyrox and stuff like that, and so I run in more. So now I've I've made more of an effort to like, to be fair, train like how I used to train when I was like a full time PT now. So it's like, yeah, I've seen the changes in myself and just seen changes in my body. So yeah, it's made a massive, massive difference for me. Yeah. So I feel like I'm getting back to me.
Oh good, I love that for you. Oh great. So do you feel like now obviously that's how you start your journey. Do you feel like some of those, I'm just, this is me just being nosy. So you were like going ham in Paris, coming to flex on everyone when you came back here.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's still an element of that like vanity and things like that when you're working out now? Or do you feel like it's changed very much completely more, now? Okay,
because I think before
motivation for it.
Yeah, the motivation before was just like, okay, yeah, I want to look a certain way. And I feel like that's not enough. I don't think it's enough because
I
feel like you can keep working at it and you don't look how you want to look. And then it's like,
and the goalpost constant,
it changes all the time.
You get to where you thought you wanted to be, and now you want to be something else, like whatever else is, maybe whatever body size is trending at the time. But I agree, I don't think it's sustainable. I remember when I first lost weight, man, was I can't lie, I was trying to get my lick back on my ex. I was really just trying to flex on him and be like, yeah I look good, like, you know, you like blocked someone but they found a way to come and still pre, you're like, yeah I got you. But then after that, like you said, it was just like, okay, well,
yeah, what next? Do you know what I mean?
That was fun. And
the thing is that even if the person even notices, what would you gain?
Yeah. Like, so I'm not trying to get back with you anyway.
Yeah, so it's like what's the purpose? Yeah.
What's the point? I definitely agree. It's pointless if it's... But I do think there is still an element of vanity for all of us.
Yeah, yeah, like, 100%, 100%. Good, but it's not the... I think for me, it's like getting my fitness back, getting back to like my 27-minute 5K... All these kind of things.
Is that your personal best?
Yeah.
Oh. You know, I'm really competitive, so I feel quite challenged right now because mine
let's
is.
Do it,
yeah. I'm feeling challenged because mine is 28. So I'm 28. That was like 2020. I haven't gone back there.
That's what I'm saying. This it's been a minute. So right now, I'm just like.
I have to do a race off soon.
33. But that's closed down in the last like couple of months because I've just been like 2-3 times a week, like trying to run.
Right. Oh.
So.
Challenge accepted.
No, to be honest, because I was like, and I want to do so I'm going to sign up for a 10K, hopefully in the summer.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, so just doing all the kinds, because when I was younger, I did Tough Mudder twice.
Oh, okay.
So for
so
me,
you want a really like sporty part, like you like that stuff. Like, okay, cool.
And I'm doing Hyrox next weekend, so for me, it's like.
And what's Hyrox?
So basically, it's like functional fitness kind of race. So it's like you run 1 kilometer, and in between each kilometer, you do like a functional exercise, but it's 8 kilometers of running, and then in between you're doing like a skier grow, walking lunges.
Ooh.
Farmer's walk, wall balls. What else are you doing?
This sounds fun.
Wall jump, burpees.
Yeah, you can miss me with the burpees, boy. Once you said that, I switched
off. So
how much is it to do it? So I'm just gonna be nosy now.
It's like £120.
And is it just like a one-time event? Like,
so they do it twice a year in London, and then they do it abroad. Like, there's championships for it.
Oh, but this is a serious...
Yeah, it's a serious thing.
Given World Cup. Okay, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Well, the first one was just to finish. Because at that time, I was travelling so much for work and stuff like that. But now I'm trying to beat the time that I did it initially. So
okay,
yeah.
No, I love that. I love that. Like, I'm quite interested in that actually. I mean, I'm not there yet. I'm still building on my.
Well, to be fair, I feel like their main thing is to advertise it to for everyone to. It's a everyone's sport basically. That's what they're trying to advertise.
Try it, have a go.
Yeah, obviously do some training.
Yeah.
Do a bit. Have some running
least. Yeah.
But yeah, there's people different sizes.
Okay.
Different ethnicities. There's a lot more black people doing it. So
oh, love yeah. That. No. It's good. At the end, before you go, you can send me the details for it so I can have a look. Yeah. That sounds good. Okay, cool. But I think going back to even one of the questions I asked you, I feel like the whole hobby lifestyle thing of it makes it easier to sustain time. Because even like I'm like a I really love swimming and I love running,
mm-hmm.
but I sometimes don't really associate running with weight loss. It's just something to do. Like if I can't bother to go gym, I'll be like, let me go for a run. That's exactly. my alternative. Exactly. Yeah. Because running to me is just like, I don't know, it's just something to do. Like. If I'm bored, but like I know for some people that is they see that as gym, so it's
as cardio,
a hard thing.
Do you know what I mean?
So I think when you do find it as a hobby, it's easier to like you want to
sustainable.
Go
yeah, that's what I keep saying. Like I don't know if you see me tweet it, but I'm always like, if you do something you enjoy, you're more likely to keep at it.
Yeah.
If you don't, like I'm telling you, you're just gonna fall off.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna go back to square one.
Yeah.
And that's why I tweeted the other day, like. As much as you're doing your Stairmaster, make sure your eating is on point because I think most people are doing it to melt belly fat. Okay, yeah. Cool. But what are you eating?
What? Yeah, okay.
On the side of it, and then now everyone will need to be battling. I said what I said at the end of the day, so.
And that's that on that. That I said what I said. Yeah. That part.
I said what I said. Yeah.
So let's talk about the tweets then. So, you know, like, obviously, I'll probably like put some that I have seen and I favourite it because obviously I had to do my little research. And yeah, you do tweet a lot about fitness and obviously you're coming from both, I'm sure, your experience and like, you know, the fact that you are a trainer. What do you, like, how do you feel like when people are kind of like arguing or trying to like go back and forth with you about what you're talking about?
I just don't understand why. Like at the end of the day, like if you don't relate, you can scroll past.
Yeah.
You've got that option, you know.
Yeah.
You can mute me. You like.
But do you think though? And I think this isn't just specific to you, but just fitness in general. Like you could literally say drinking water is good for you, and there'll be a million people.
Yeah,
saying
I think it's just Twitter in general now. I think it's just everyone feels like their opinion counts, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to say, mine counts, yeah. But yours doesn't count to me. So.
But then I think it's even like outside of, even on TikTok, you'll see someone showing their like fitness routine. It's just like a normal routine. And someone's like, oh, well, you know, I have to be up at 4 a.m. so I don't have the chance to do this. Like, you know, when you're just like,
yeah,
I
like
get
the thing,
that whole.
The thing is, why I feel it's like one upism. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Because even when I said the tweet about, oh, 1 hour, oh, yeah. I saw someone that was actually a trainer from America saying that, oh, that's why you guys have big backs. And I was like, is that what you're supposed to be?
And what is it you tweeted exactly?
I said, oh, you can get a decent workout in.
Oh, in 1 hour.
Within 1 hour. Like, you can do 4 exercises, 4 sets of each.
Yeah.
And you can even do that in 45 minutes because I literally had done it the day, like, a couple, like, 30 minutes before I tweeted that.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I'm talking from, from someone that I used to take time.
Yeah.
And half the time, I'm even on the phone.
Yeah.
And when I just, like, stopped going on the phone when I was in the gym or, like, take time to call people or stuff like that, I realised that, raw, like,
you can get a lot done in an hour.
Yeah, like, you can actually get a lot done if you just focus. And obviously, because I've been, like, F45, the whole premise of it is doing a workout in 45 minutes.
So
are you telling them that doesn't work? Or are you trying to, like,
so then someone now, that American trainer now come and said, this is why we all have big backs.
Yeah.
Doing it in an hour. Okay.
I was like, okay, sis.
But I think, honestly, I think, when it comes to fitness, I think the internet, I keep saying this, is a chaotic library. Everybody just thinks that they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, but the thing is, that I'm not even saying it from like trying to know it all.
Yeah.
And then I'm saying it from actually doing it.
And this is the thing. A lot of people, so you've got experience, then you've got someone who's thinking because they're a nutritionist, someone who's a doctor. You've got all these different opinions. And I think everybody is just trying to like challenge each other or argue with each other. Or
exactly.
I saw someone talk about Stairmaster. You know, that's currently what's like the trended workout. And someone was saying, oh yeah, this can be really, can cause joint pain. And did I say,
oh my days.
There's always something.
Yeah, there's always something. And I just feel like even with that whole, the workout thing is like, put into perspective, most people are very busy. How are you finding 3 hours a day to exercise?
Mm-hmm.
When you've come back from the office at 7 p.m, where's the 3 hours you're going to be spending?
But you know what, I would have agreed with that. But I actually had a guest who does spend 3 hours in the gym. But I think once again, it comes down to work schedule.
Your lifestyle
in the day. But this
moms, they don't have that time.
She's, you know, this one person asked you, she was a mum. She's actually a mum.
Well, fair enough, to be honest.
She had the time. But I know what you mean. Like, I do feel like a lot of it is, it's your, if your lifestyle allows, then cool. But I think it also is like, if it doesn't, you can still do 45
minutes. That's the whole point of the team. And then everyone started getting angry, like, okay.
Because even when I first lost weight, I wasn't going, I was just doing 30-minute runs. Like, I was just doing 5K runs, and I lost 30 minutes.
And the government actually says 30 minutes is the minimum.
Yeah, I was doing, and I dropped 20kg for doing 30-minute runs. Yeah. So it's like, I know it's possible, but then I've also had times when I've spent maybe 2 hours in the gym just because I'm faffing about or just...
Or you just wanted to lift heavy and extend
your workout. Yeah, you know, you're not doing hip thrust. That whole session of hip thrust can take, like, however long it needs to take. But I do feel like, I remember when you made that tweet, and I was so sure. I just saw everything going. I said, wow. Someone can't go an hour in the gym now.
Yeah, the amateurs, like, someone said, oh, don't take that advice because she's a woman. I was like,
oh.
Yeah, that advice applies to women only, not for men. But there were guys agreeing.
Wow, so let's talk about the fitness trends at the moment. So we had, I feel like Reforma Pilates has kind of been training for the last maybe like 2 and a bit years.
Yeah, it has.
And then... Now I would say Stairmaster, the PR. I mean, it's so weird because like for those of us who already, like, I always, even running is kind of like, there's a bit of a PR for that.
Yeah.
And where I run and I do Stairmaster and it does work, like I am seeing that like, difference and stuff like that. But you know, it's just a part of your workout. So when you see so many people talk about it, it's so funny because it's like.
Yeah. And do you know what? This might be controversial, but these things are phenomenons within our community. Outside of a community, people have been doing that for time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's only now that people, I feel like our community, we now care about our health more.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
From what I see, that people do. But the others, without naming them,
yeah,
they've been doing their thing. I'm not going to lie. When I go to some run clubs, it's them.
Yeah.
It's them that's running. It's like, do you get what I mean?
Yeah. So, even there's a run club that I used to go to, and it, there was maybe like 5 other people. Like me, but it's so nice to see black run clubs coming up and young ones, and like I think it's a great place to meet people as well, 100%. and all this stuff. But I do feel like there are loads of like fitness trends. And what's your thoughts on like, the fitness trends and stuff like that from a like a trainer POV and stuff?
For me, it's just like, don't just follow what everyone's doing. Find what you actually enjoy, because after the trend is gone, there's going to be something else that's coming. So are you going to keep rolling on and off? If you don't see the results you want to see with that particular thing, or if you don't actually enjoy it, then what are you going to do? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think last year was like walking on the treadmill on incline.
Yeah. It was. Walking was a big one last year.
Okay, but I don't see no one on the treadmill now.
I get what you mean.
But I see loads of people running, but maybe it's because of where I live. I live in East London. Like, everyone's running.
Yeah.
Literally, yes. I think... Where did I go the other day? I think I was walking somewhere and I saw like 5 people run.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like...
People running. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people. But I think maybe because I've always been a runner, I just always feel like... And the running community, I think, are so polite because you'll be running and someone will run.
You just say hi.
So it's just always been a thing. Like, I'll never forget the first time when I started running. This is when I was working as a therapist and... I went to go visit one of my clients in his home and he had all these medals on his wall from running. And he used to run like 8K every morning. And you know when like someone was just talking about it like it's nothing. And I was like, wow, I want to be like that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to run like this. And that's one of the things that inspired me. I was like, he was so proud about running. But like you said, for some communities, running is just...
It's normal.
An everyday thing. Yeah. But I do think that like, we are trying to be more health conscious.
We need to be because... The amount of our parents that are like getting ill and stuff like that is we need to
And what do you think about the Ozempic trend? Because so for context,
it's a bit of a difficult one. Should I tell you why? First of all, because I know some people have diabetes. So they use it for that, innit?
Yeah.
Or they've got PCOS, so they use that.
Is it for PCOS as well?
I've seen someone tweet that. Obviously, if they've got PCOS, it does help with it.
Oh, okay.
So, because obviously they're more insulin resistant with that as well. So, I was like, fair enough.
Yeah.
But the people doing it for fashion, I mean, I don't know the side effects, to be fair.
Yeah.
So, I haven't really looked into it. But I did have someone that actually was a trainer offer it to me that if I wanted it, like, I think the new one, the medicated one that you can do is like called Wegovy or something like that. So, it's actually in Boots. that you can actually just like, I think it's like you pay like £120 for it, and you inject your stomach, your arm, or your thigh, or something like that. I watched the video. I was like, wow, I didn't know it was like the way they made it seem like it was just like
just
this hidden gated community kind of
thing,
but I didn't know it was like something.
That so even the this trainer even uses it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I saw her and I was like, because she goes to the same gym as me, because we used to work in the same kind of like building.
Yeah.
So I saw her at Barry's, and then it was New Year. Me and another member of the gym that we go to, we're like, oh, she's lost loads of weight. Like, she looks kind of like gaunt and skinny.
Right.
But I didn't think anything. I thought she just wasn't eating.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I didn't want to say anything. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. Because that's not my business.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, she must have been like, oh, you know what? It was a Ozempic, babe. It was like the Wegovy thing. So if you want it, like, I can get it for you on prescription.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's I'm just so intrigued by it, because I only literally learnt of it as of 3 weeks ago. So yeah. My friend was like, Rose, how have you not heard of it? I said, where does everyone else hear about it? Like, I didn't need to know about it. And I've been researching it. It's just like, wow, okay. Like, this is the new
trend.
The new trend at the moment.
I mean, for me, I feel like, I mean, if you feel like you need it, like, if you feel like you're really out of shape, then fair enough. But I just feel like, how sustainable is it?
Do you feel like with these things, I want to know your thoughts on this, because whether you do a Ozempic, whether you do surgery, whether you do whatever it is you do, you still have to end up back in
you
the
still
gym.
Have to do, yeah, you still have to do the work. Like
your food. Like, yeah, you know, you still have to, manage have to do the work.
Yeah, I feel like you're cutting corners, but it's still, I don't know. You still have to exercise, number one.
Mm.
You still have to eat well.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure where the connotation is, like, that you don't. Like, I think the person's surgery journey that I admired the most, if I was ever going to do surgery, I would follow how she's done it, was Shanika Adams.
Oh, okay. I remember seeing hers.
Doesn't even look like she's had surgery.
Yeah, I think she does.
You think?
Yeah, but I think she does. Yeah.
Well, because she's lost so much
weight. Yeah, I was about to say, because when she lost loads of weight with it, I feel like at first she was still kind of like, I don't know, I would say thick kind of thing.
Was she?
I feel so. I feel like when she lost the weight.
No, I thought she looks kind of healthy.
Really? Yeah. This is why, like, so interesting, her perspective. Because I actually think she looks like she has, because she had her boobs done too, right?
Reduction.
Oh, she got a reduction.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she's a beautiful girl, but I do think she looks like she's had work.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like how she looks now, she just looks really slim.
Yeah, you know, she does. But I don't know. But you know what it is with me? I don't know if it's because I know she's had it.
Okay, so then it's like you can see it.
I can't not see it. Like, I don't know if, like, I never knew of her before, then I saw her body.
Okay,
fair. I would have thought the same thing. Because I feel like the one person that, I know everyone said they had surgery, but I'm still in shock, is Drea. Like,
to me,
I'm not, obviously, I wasn't there. I can't.
I mean, she looks good, though. I'm not going to lie. I'll give
her
that.
If that's surgery, then wow.
Yeah, she looks good.
That is good.
I'll give her that. That is good. I'm not going to knock the surgery people. Like, if it makes you feel good. Do what you got to do, boy. But those of us that are on the hard and narrow road, let's keep pressing on.
No, that part, let's keep pressing on for one. I feel like you said, you know, I've had girls who've come here and spoke about surgery, and I just feel like everyone has to do what makes sense for you.
Yeah.
But I just feel like you said, either way, you cannot avoid the exercise and you cannot avoid the food.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, whether you've got the surgery or not, if your insides are rubbish, you're still going to pay for it later on in life. So
Yeah.
I think, exercise for your heart, eat for your body. Like, we've got one body, do you get what I mean?
And I think the whole Ozempic thing has just been so interesting, because, like I said, there's always a new trend, like, happening. But it's just been really interesting to see, like, how willing we always are to just do whatever's gonna provide a quick fix.
Yeah, it's like, we can't keep cutting corners. Mm-hmm. We can't keep cutting mm-hmm. corners.
But then at the same time, I empathize with people.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah. Because I feel like some people are at their wit's end kind of thing. So mm-hmm. I hear it, to be fair.
And so what's your views on, like, enhancements and surgery? Like, is it something you'd ever consider, or do you feel like you're going to keep going straight and narrow, like, keep going, keep pushing?
I think the most I could do is get a boob job after breastfeeding. I think that's the most I can do.
Okay.
But even then, I feel like I've altered my body, so I'll just be like, oh my gosh.
You know, it's so funny, because I feel like fitness people are so like, could never do the surgery, and then people who have surgery are like, oh, gym's it's boring. Like, everyone's got like, such opposing views.
I don't
views.
Know, man. I feel like, even I remember I did Woods Therapy one time, and the girl was like, oh, you know, loads of fitness people come in to get the fat loss jabs.
No.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hold
I was
on.
Like,
so fitness people go to get fat loss
jabs.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. So I was
but how would we know?
We don't know. That's what I'm saying. Everything is not what it seems, to be honest.
Oh, that's so interesting. If anyone's listening and you're a fitness person, you've had a fat loss job, please come to the podcast. I want to hear.
Yes, here.
I want to hear your story. But that is so interesting. Oh, wow. What's with therapy like, by the way? It looks rough.
It's looks good, painful. Though. Like, but the thing is, it's just like, you just have to drink loads of water.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps keep. I would say if you got a holiday or something.
Okay, you just want that extra.
Yeah, extra. Yeah. Snatch, but it's still, you still have to drink loads of water.
Okay. Okay.
To flush the toxins out, because it's more. But I don't know if it's a gimmick or not. But I mean, I've seen the difference.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. That, by the way.
I mean, there's so many things. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
like, so
and everyone's got to do like pick and choose whatever it is you want
to
do.
But to be fair, I think wood therapy is still normal because it's still the same thing as getting a massage, in my opinion.
Okay,
anyway,
cool.
So.
I've never tried it, but I have seen it quite a few people do it, to be fair.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, cool. So let's also talk about 75 hard. So I've actually seen different variations. I've seen 75 soft,
yeah,
75 hard. I think there's like one where it's like soft / hard, maybe it's medium, I don't know, but
yeah, I think there's a medium one.
But what's your views on it?
For me personally, I'm not gonna do it.
Okay.
I mean, if I do it, then I'm doing it just out of boredom or to prove to myself that I can do it.
Okay.
But I feel like my lifestyle's kind of active in a way where I don't need to
do that.
Yeah, because I feel like they said that you have to eat the same meal for 75 days. I can't do that, first of all, because I need to cook my food fresh.
I hear that.
So yeah, I would have already failed for
that. So you're not meal prep?
No.
Oh, so you actually cook each and
every day.
Wow. Yeah. You're a good woman.
Yeah, so for me, I can't.
A woman than me, boy.
I can't. Like, to be fair, I've got chicken in the fridge right now and it's just there. I'm just looking at it like, I made it a couple of days ago. Well, it was a whole chicken, innit?
Yeah.
So that's the only thing, the reason why I'm... So I need to find a way of reinventing it.
Wow.
And putting it somewhere. But yeah, I need to have my things fresh.
I hear it. I do hear it because I've started to lean towards that, because I was saying this in one of my episodes, eating from containers...
It feels like suffering.
No, can we talk about it for a second?
It feels like slavery.
Because it does something to me. Like, this is already a hard journey. Now
yeah.
I have to bring out that cold container. And you know the one, I have the one with the sections. Oh. You know, like, oh, God, it's too much.
No.
It's too much. And I just feel like, can I just have something that makes me feel like, oh, okay, like, this is a nice, hearty, home-cooked meal.
And the thing is, I feel like everyone kind of overthinks it. I feel like you can still make good meals.
Yeah.
But just healthier. So, like, for example, I make my lasagna probably, like, twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I make it with, like, protein cheese,
mm-hmm.
Have lean mince with it,
mm-hmm.
and I still make everything else the same. So like,
you can just have it, and like smaller portions and things
smaller
like that.
Smaller portions,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I put in the recipe into MyFitnessPal and I split the thing into like six, and then obviously that's the whole portion in it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I know if I'm eating two squares at a time, I know
how much that is.
Yeah. And now I've started just making my sourdough bread at home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Nora Smith. You're actually making sourdough bread by yourself.
Yeah, well, not with the starter. I just put the...
Oh, I love this.
The flour, the water, and the butter. But I still made... Yesterday? No, it was last week. I made brownies as well. Like, and it was so mad because normally I like to buy... To be fair, I've never really been those kind of people that buy from the Sainsbury's bakery. I used to when I was younger, but not anymore. But mm-hmm. I feel like when you make it at home, you see how much sugar and everything goes into
okay.
it. And then even when you eat it, oh my gosh, let me break the equipment. Even when you eat it, it's just like you feel content after you've had like one. You're not eating the whole thing.
Got you.
Because I feel like obviously all the stuff we eat outside has got additives.
Yeah.
So you can't stop eating it.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
if you made it from home, you can have a fair bit of it, but then it's like, okay, I've had enough now.
Yeah.
I can move on.
Now, I completely agree. I had this conversation with my sister yesterday. Like, I feel like when you actually make things yourself, number one, it's healthier. And it's like, of course, you're still going to maybe count your calories or whatever, but you just know because it's natural ingredient, it's things you've bought.
Yeah.
Like, you just know what's here.
There's
no
There's
extra
nothing extra
faffing about in it. So I get what you mean.
Yeah, not those things that They've put in, like, what those, I don't even know the additives they put in, but there's things that you eat and you just can't stop eating. And yeah. I'm sure they've put something in it.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. I can't lie. I'm a big conspiracist when it comes to food, you know. I believe they do. I think they put bare stuff on, because it's actually, why it's not normal.
For you to be addicted to anything.
It's not normal. It's not. I felt, sorry, there's no science to back what I'm saying right now. I'm sure there probably is. But I'm just saying, this is my personal opinion, Red's personal opinion. I think they're adding things to the food. Because it's like, why is a, you know, like the jokes you hear when you're about little kids, like, oh, he's jumping around the house because he had loads of sugar. Why is that a thing?
Yeah, it's not normal.
Why is that actually a thing?
It's not normal. Because there's sugar in fruits. So should we
do you get it? Do you get it?
Should we not be jumping?
Why is it when the child has a banana, the child isn't jumping around?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know what I mean?
It's just
We're on to you. We know what you're doing. Supermarkets.
Don't come and kill us all, please. Let's just live. We're just trying to... Because I'm a big conspiracist.
I don't believe anything these days. So what else is about 75 hard that you would want to do? Is it more the food element?
Yeah, and just like, why is it so regimented? What is it? 45 minutes in the morning and everyone has to be outside. First of all, when it's raining, I'm not going outside for anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go to the gym, but even then I'm really dragging my feet.
Yeah, yeah. But they want you to still do an outdoor workout.
Yeah, outside. Every single time.
And then you've got a drink. Is it like 2 liters of water?
I mean, that one is normal anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think the rest of it, and like, I think the other stuff is more like self-improvement stuff. Read a book.
Maybe I could do it then.
Read 10 pages of a book or something.
Yeah, but then it's like, I could do that myself anyway.
Why do you think it's the fact you have to, it's you're being told to do it?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I mean, I probably do all of this stuff anyway.
Yeah, I was about to say, you sound like someone that probably does.
Yeah, because I walk to the 20 minutes to and from the gym.
Yeah.
So
that's your outdoor workout. Then you do your 45 minutes. Plus more in the
yeah, so I probably do it, but
I've seen loads of 75 soft, like 75 medium, and I think there's a nice alternative. I think the principle behind it, I do,
you
like
being
it.
Consistent.
Yeah, yeah, it's just, you know, honoring like something you've said to yourself. So I do feel like, once again, very easy to become obsessive. You know, mm-hmm. like you just got to find that
yeah,
balance.
Yeah, because some people, they've done it back to back to back. It's like, and then when they're not doing 75 hard, we don't see them. no shade, but do you get what I mean? Like, we don't see them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Until then, I was like, I'm doing another one, guys.
Yeah, it's true. You've got to find that balance. I think it's such a... Yeah, if you don't find a balance, you get really obsessive with this thing. You know? You get really obsessive.
I think it's just finding the balance, knowing what you can do day to day for the next X amount of years you're going to be in this world.
That's a hard question to answer.
Yeah, do you get what I mean? I mean, adapt to your lifestyle as you go along, but I feel like as women as well, we should be lifting weights anyway, to be fair, because of osteoporosis and all that.
Don't know what that means. Could you explain more?
No, it's just more like, basically, our bones are more brittle as we get older, so it's like, as women, we need to be lifting weights.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Annie, for joining us. It's really just me, but thank you for joining me today. Such a lovely conversation. And do you have anything, where can people find you, sorry, on your socials, your Twitter?
Annie Cole Blind Me, so ENICOREBLEI.
I will write it at the bottom, guys, don't worry. Yeah, we'll just
I don't know, I can't remember it, but it's been my app for so many years, I can't remember.
And any last words for our listeners?
What was I gonna say? Oh my days. Yeah, just stay consistent, guys. Find something that you enjoy and just keep doing that, and don't be afraid to enjoy your favorite foods while you're exercising as well. If you have to make it, then make it yourself. But yeah, like, still have that chocolate bar. I've got the Haagen-Dazs in my freezer, so yeah. Yeah.
Love that. Thank you so much for coming, babe. Thank you. See you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.